This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome to WEEI Afternoons on May Day. May Day, Nick Fitzy Stevens. It's May 1st, so that's the M-A-Y part of May Day here in New England and pretty much everywhere else. But also, we have May Day with an E, Drake May. He does exist. You do exist, Drake May. Haven't heard from you in an official press conference capacity in quite some time, since prior to the season finale against the Bills. Way back when Gerard Mayo was the coach, Joe Milton was the backup quarterback. There were Bill Belichick was respected. A lot of things have changed since Drake May spoke at the microphone. Stiz, I don't know why you're shaking your head. Don't shake your effing head at me.
It's already off. Andrew!
It was coming sooner or later.
What in the name of all the? Oh, I got it, guys. Don't worry about it.
Lesson learned. Don't quote Jim Calhoun on the radio.
5.
It's a way to start a show.
The basketball court at the end of my street where I grew up is named the James A. Jim Calhoun III basketball. Yeah, in Braintree. Yeah, no joke.
And that's the greatest.
First thing I do is I drop an F-bomb every time I go.
Well, it is. That's the greatest clip in the history of radio. For anybody who doesn't remember, it was about recruiting, and I took Mecca Okafor. I didn't take Ryan Gomes, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let's move past that as quickly as possible and get to Drake May, who was there. He was praising. Okay, we also got to get out of the way, Fitzy. Did it bother you, Fitzy, that Drake May's 11:45 press conference started 12:15-ish?
Yeah, it was a half an hour late.
Yeah.
In quipping online, you know, Jordan Hudson would never allow for this. And she would never let him answer a question about Joe Milton. We're not talking about this. In the end, it didn't. It was just strange because, you know, here he is coming out to talk about leadership and what an honor it is to, you know, year two, no Joe Milton, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel. It's like a half hour late. But then I was talking with Mego, who was kind enough to join me for a quick Six Rings and Football Things pod, reacting to Drake right afterwards. And she said, you know, it was something coming out late of a meeting or whatever. Like it was. If they didn't get any information immediately, but in the end, it was NBD.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge deal.
We're just joking around.
And it doesn't, but it just doesn't do anybody any favors. Anytime you, A, haven't talked to the media in a while, B, anytime there are little brush fires of questions about, is this guy kind of a diva? Is he kind of tough to deal with, which we've heard and talked about occasionally here on WEEI Afternoons.
Joe Milton wouldn't have been late. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. He was eager to be the starting quarterback and do these types of things that came with the job. Maybe a little too eager. And let's go there. Let's go to that cut first. Stiz, we have Joe Milton was it, Fitzy, this was the last. We almost made it through this whole press conference. Yeah. Without
Bill Perry,
asking.
The handsome hero yeah. we needed and deserved.
Yeah, had to sneak it in under the buzzer. You heard Stacey James, last question.
Last question.
So he was asked about the Joe Milton trade, his relationship with Joe Milton. This was his answer.
Yeah, I texted Joe. You know, me and Joe, we came in together. We learned the offense together. We were competing every day to see who outthrow each other and practice. And obviously, he's got a big arm. So it was cool for him to get a chance to. He'll go hopefully and be a backup, and I think you saw him in the Bills game, his potential, and I think he's fun because we got kind of similar play styles a little bit, and it was fun relating to our similar college offense to this offense, and it was cool to kind of be in the room and have somebody to bounce off ideas or, hey, you remember doing this in college and stuff like that. So, you know, pulling for Joe, and you know, I know probably you never know, make play him again or see him down the road.
Hi, yeah, Nick Stevens, WEEI Afternoons, or as it was just published on Fox News, WWEI. Question, Andy, you've been around football a lot. Wouldn't it make a lot of sense to have a backup quarterback whose skill set closely emulates or mimics the style of your current starting quarterback? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, I think that's quite true.
Okay.
I've always thought that was a good theory, so you don't have to change too much when he goes in. Also, so Drake said he's getting the opportunity to go somewhere where he might be the backup someday. He could have been the backup here. I think you had Jacoby Brissett over the course of last season making it quite clear he didn't want to come back. Remember, although it was like November, December, Reese is asking him questions in his Sunday
mostly
notes.
Mostly due to the trauma. Like, exactly. If he looks at Gillette Stadium now, it's going to be like, oh, my back hurts.
So Joe Milton, the guy in front of him, gone. He won the finale, causing the owner to say we have two quarterbacks here in New England. Why couldn't he be the backup quarterback here? Okay, that's my first question. He could have been the backup quarterback here. We all know that. They didn't have to sign Josh Dobbs. My second question, and this is where I get nitpicky, and this is where people are going to say I'm a dink on the radio, and well, they're probably right. I'm probably a dink on the radio. But if you like a guy as much as he... I'm a dink in real life. Good points.
Isn't that an effing dink?
No, I'm staying away from that word for the rest of the day. The next 3 hours and 50 minutes, I'm going to do my best to avoid that word because I feel like one per show is more than enough to slip up.
Probably
in that direction.
So, says the FCC, your boss, Dan Stiz, et cetera.
What's the F and the FCC stand for? Nope.
You want to tell us?
Fun.
So he talks about how fun it was to work with Drake May. I mean, with Joe Milton, and we had similar offenses in college, and we loved talking about that and playing styles. And we
throwing competition.
Yeah, all of that. And you texted him? Like, if you're friendly with somebody and they get traded, and I'm judging here. I'm asking you, like, I would have called. Like, if my best buddy or my good buddy that I worked with for a really long time was asked to no longer work with me, I would call. Doesn't that say something that he texted him? I feel like texting is very superficial. That's what I do to people that I'm not that close with, but I kind of want to just put it out there, reach out
like,
a little bit.
I want to look like that's you text people for optics. Like, hey, I just want to make sure
you know.
Well, no,
you tweet for optics is the first.
Well, so, if you tweet at someone, if the best you can do is tweet, then they don't matter, and you want the public to see
yes.
that you superficially care.
Next step text, up is text, right?
You text optically for an interpersonal check mark, as in, okay, yeah, I did hear from Andy. You know, I even think like texting happy birthday and whatnot is also pretty lame. Like, if you love someone enough, you can give them a call. Even if they don't pick up, just make the effort.
That's a great point. I agree with you on that.
100%. Like, pick up the – it's not that hard.
Right.
It's right there. I mean, you pick up the phone to text. I get it. But, yeah. Okay, so good. He contacted him. I don't know. I mean, if they were that
good buddies,
what's he going to say to him? What's he going to say to him?
I mean, I just – like, hey, I loved working with you, man. Didn't unless he's not comfortable talking with him because he may or may not have factored into the idea that the team needed to trade him, maybe even voice that. I don't know. I just think if you're as close as you just reportedly indicated
yeah.
you were, that I think you would call. I agree with you 100%. Happy birthday in a text, not that close to you. If I FaceTime you and sing happy birthday, we're close, right? And mm-hmm. somewhere in between is the phone call to say happy birthday. Hope you're having mm-hmm. a good day, whatever. So that struck me in that Joe Milton answer. He tried to say all the right things there. I really think he tried to say all the right things there. But I think there's little hints in there where he got out over his skis, basically saying he's going to a place where he can be the backup quarterback. Like it's almost like he wanted to say get a chance to start and then realized,
how could he not be the backup? He already was the backup here.
That's like, a great point, Fitzgerald. Great
saying,
point.
Like hopefully he gets a chance to go someplace and, you know, Drake is aw shucks in his way towards an answer that was a little awkward for everybody involved. I mean, again, I just want to know what it was like. How bad was his attitude, or how much of a pain in the ass was he, or how much under whose skin did he get? Yes, we all know, audience, that Drake May is much better, or that everyone believes he's much better. Yes, I believe he is. I'm one of them. But for the love of God, if your starting quarterback says his skill set is similar to mine, I'd think that you'd want to have the guy whose skill set is similar. Unless Andy, unless honestly, Joe Milton is just a total bozo. Like, unless he just like he's got a laser rocket arm and he can run real fast left and run real fast right, and you know, be as elusive AF, like a, you know, chasing a chicken in a Rocky movie. But otherwise, like, is that why? Because Josh Dobbs can't throw it as far. But he's now, of course, also Josh Dobbs, super smart guy, just doesn't have Joe Milton's physical skill set. But he's also a Vrabro.
Yeah, and I don't want to make more of this than needs to be, because obviously it wasn't on top of mind for the reporters down there, because it was the last question asked by Phil Perry, snuck in under the buzzer by Stacey James. I hate doing this, but I'm going to do this anyway, because, hell, I'm in a different role now. I used to hate when I was in that room as a beat reporter, when I would turn on the radio and hear the radio host bitching about questions that weren't asked of a certain person in a press conference, but... Fitzy, we are who we are now. We're on the radio full time, and we have to do what we have to do. Were there any questions that you wanted asked that were not asked? Because I have a very one that is right on the tip of my tongue.
I didn't hear anything about not speaking to the media at the end of last season. And or did you ever get a chance to connect with Gerard Mayo or Alex Van Pelt, summating the work you guys put, you know, whether it was a text to say, sorry, things didn't work out for you, or thanks very much for being my HC or my OC in my rookie year in the NFL.
Yeah, so Alex Van Pelt's an interesting one to bring up, because he kind of brought him up in talking about Josh McDaniels, but not by name. He's like, and yeah, the guys that were here last year. Oh, good to know that Alex Van Pelt is now, quote, the guys that were here last year. He doesn't have a name. It's weird. He must have left that in his locker at Gillette when they wouldn't let him back in. But no, first and foremost for me would have been, Drake, we haven't talked to you in this formal setting for a while. We didn't speak with you after the final game, and you weren't available the next day when some of the other team leaders were talking about Gerard Mayo and that situation. How come? You know, what went into that decision to not talk to the media at the close of your rookie season? I thought that needed to be asked, and I was honestly surprised it didn't get asked. I know how these things work, and they usually sort of tiptoe into things and start with the, oh, how's things with Mike Vrabel? Oh, are you pumped at all the new talent you got? Oh, Will Campbell's fun, these various things. And then somewhere when you realize, oh, we're like halfway through this press conference, we should probably start asking the more pointed questions. I thought that would be asked. So 3:30, we will talk to our guy Tom Curran, get his reaction from the Drake May press conference. Also a reminder today, we haven't been able to do this last couple of weeks, but 5:30, quiz with Stiz. Let's makes go. A return, and I need a victory. I need a victory bad.
I'm on a roll. I won three in a row.
I believe you've won three in a row. I am struggling. I need to end the losing streak, so we'll have those later in the show. But we're starting
Andy, it's great to have you as my backup on Quiz with Stiz.
Oh, you son of a gun. And there's nothing I can say, because there's a scoreboard, and the scoreboard has called me a loser for three straight weeks.
And make sure you tune in at roughly 5:40 for the Andy Hart excuse train, which will be boarding right around then.
Sponsored by Amtrak?
Well, that's right. Not necessarily. The excuse train will only come if I lose.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to win.
Gotcha.
I'm going in with confidence.
I'm glad you have confidence.
I've learned lessons. Do not use Ted as a lifeline, regardless of what noise, gesture he makes.
5:45, Who's Under the Bus? Sponsored by our friends at Greyhound and Peter Pan, as Andy throws someone who gave him a wrong answer.
No, I'll be honest with you, just a quick aside before we get back to Drake May. Unless the question is something like, where was Ted Johnson born? You know, what is Ted Johnson weigh? What is Ted Johnson's favorite color of underwear? I don't know that I'm using the lifeline, because he has really not been helpful to me in recent weeks. Yes,
but the funny thing was, he crushed it for me on that Wolf of Wall Street question.
Yeah, he came out of left field with that. But also, Andy, it's not only when you lose, because we famously fought over what color ketchup used to be, and you won that game. And that was one of the games you gave me the most crap.
Because I like truth on the radio, and that's why when we get into Jordan's situation with Bill Belichick, because, yes, we're going to get into it. There was a tremendous column in the Boston Globe today by their human activities or human something editor, writing about Bill Belichick and the whole situation.
I'm sorry, their what?
It was human behavior. Their human
behavioralist is now weighing in on Bill Belichick.
Yep, wrote a commentary that had some cheap shots at the situation mixed in there. We actually reached out to the woman. She declined the ability to come on the radio and talk about this.
Oh, just like Jordan's
behavior.
Mom, who runs the kinky toy shop.
Yes. Yes. But Drake May, he's learning to be a leader. And that's, I thought that was one of his better answers, talking about how he can become a better leader for this football team. And I'm looking on my cut sheet here, Stiz. What number was that? 5, Stiz. Becoming a better leader. See, you give me the list and I can still screw it up, guys. But no more F-bombs. So here's Drake May on becoming a better leader.
Your teammates have mentioned how much you've grown as a leader this year. I'm wondering, is that something you've been focused on, and what goes into trying to be a leader when you are?
Yeah. I mean, not something that, I mean, obviously, you know, comes with position, and I like to, you know, hopefully call myself this year a leader, and I think working towards that. I think just earning the guys' respect, a lot of new faces in here, come in here and work hard, and, you know, show those guys that we picked up in free agency, or the rookies, or guys we picked up, just kind of my work ethic. I think kind of, you know, start off from that standpoint, show the coaches. I think once you get, you know, new staff and new players, you want to show them, hey, it's not relaxed time. I think, you know, once I'm, you know, going to be the starter, just, you know, keep things, you know, pushing forward, and we're saying more than, you know, and whether in walkthrough or little things like that, just kind of build that and not focus too much on it. Just hopefully.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And hopefully it comes natural.
What'd you think of that answer in terms of the budding leadership of your second-year quarterback, who, as he noted, various points in this, like, you're the quarterback, so there's expectation, there's pressure, you have to be the leader. Where do you think his leadership is going?
Well, if I'm to believe Pop Douglas, who told us 2 weeks ago at the Doug Kide LLS fundraiser at Vitamin C, you know, said in person to a mass group of people, he said Drake May's leadership is off the charts. He understands the role and the task at hand and what kind of position he has been given as much as earned, and he's taken charge. And he said, make no mistake, like in that locker room now, he is a leader. Like he is displaying the all the traits that you would want to see from a leader. He's being more assertive. He definitely knows this is his offense, that this is and is going to, or rather should be, his team. So I'm fine with that. And actually, I thought this was one of those answers, even though it, you know, no one's ever going to say like, oh, this was a masterclass in wordsmithing or anything. It came across as affable and easy enough to, like, this is where I felt like he was most at ease. Just, it doesn't seem like it's going, the idea of being in charge and being the leader and being the guy, the North Star that the team looks up to, is going to be that difficult for him.
Especially as Ted Johnson has noted, and the trend continued this week with the release of Joe Cardona, the longest tenured Patriot, I believe, is now Kyle Duggar, who's not exactly the most outspoken, vociferous leader. So, you know, the opportunity is there. The vacuum is there. The opening is there for Drake May and others. I mean, hell, Ted speculated yesterday that Will Campbell could be a captain on the offensive line as a rookie. You could have.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
It wouldn't stun me if you have Captain May, Captain Campbell, Captain Gonzalez. Like, you could have these first, second, third year type
Ooh,
players.
That's a fun game. Let's play Guess That Captain.
Okay, can you, I like those three? No.
Gonzo, I don't know.
Too quiet?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, maybe he's more assertive on the field. Maybe he's a little more like, maybe he does that with his teammates. But we all know how demure and shy he can be off the field. I bet you Harold Landry's a captain.
Yeah, that would not surprise
me. That's a trusted lieutenant of Mike Vrabel.
Also, don't know how they're going to do the captains. Will there be a vote? Will there be a quote-unquote, air quotes, vote? And then Mike Vrabel will pick who his captains are, Bill Belichick style. But no, as they set the tone, Milton Williams is the highest paid free agent have a chance to be a captain.
Oh, Morgan Moses.
Morgan Moses. See, the only thing there is, to me, it's either Will Campbell or Morgan Moses. I don't think you're likely to have two captains. I'll tell you one who I think should be a lock of a captain. I saw him in the front row courtside at the Celtics the other night. That would be Brendan Schooler. I'm guessing he'll be your special teams captain.
Brother School,
yeah. Brother School with the crosses in his eye black on his cheeks. So I think he'll be a captain. But I do think that, and Ted has kind of laughed at me when I brought this up, the leadership, captaincy, spokesman, all those non-football playing roles that will be up for grabs. Hunter Henry has been a past captain. Could he return to captaincy? I think he would be a great candidate. It'll be interesting to see how those roles develop. But certainly Drake May is going to be at the head of the pecking order, because if you have a starting quarterback, he kind of needs to be the captain. It's the way it's done in the National Football League. Hell, Jacoby Brissett started the season as the starting quarterback, and he was your captain a year ago. So I think Drake May, as he evolves as a leader, will evolve as a captain. We'll continue to talk about Drake May, his first media appearance since back in the old days when Joe Milton, Gerard Mayo, and everybody else were still part of the Patriots. Up next, though, we're also going to touch on the Boston Red Sox. Worst loss of the season. Don't believe me. Believe their play-by-play guy on Nesson, who called it that in the immediacy of the aftermath of a debacle that saw a 6-0 lead in the sixth turn into a 7-6 loss in extra innings. Little Red Sox talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me that score and much more with What's Trending.